Say the St. Michael prayer with me real quick, and I'll walk you through this. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, now here it comes, who prowl about this world seeking the ruin of souls. Now, the operative verb there is prowl, right? So in English, it's prowl. Now in Latin, it's Sancti Michael Archangeli defende nos improlio contra nequitian insidias diaboli est oppresidium impedit ili Deus supices de precarmo tuque princeps milite celesti satanum aliasque. Satanum aliasque spiritus malignus qui. Okay, so aliasque means to wander. And, well, it means and others who wander. That's in Latin, the words are a little different. So it's kind of hard to get the perfect interpretation in English when in Latin, Satanum aliasque spiritus malignus qui ad perditionem animarum. Qui ad, so they wander the road to perdition. Now, it's very key to understand this. What it is that you're praying and what it is that you're saying. Again, in English, it's the best that they can do in English. We know the term, as Christians, the road to perdition. Now, we think that's just a metaphorical thing. It's not metaphorical. There is a road to perdition, and that road leads to hell. Now, what the St. Michael prayer then is thus telling you, and I've talked to two exorcists now, or two people that have been to exorcism, Ralph Sarchi and Jesse Romero, and they both confirm this, that what the St. Michael prayer there says, and by the way, we have this prayer card in the Founders Trading Post, and I'd like to welcome our friends, Tony Escobar, brand new advertiser and member of the Crusade Channel product team that we're going to be offering in the store. Our friends from PrayLatin.com, they contacted us. They start next month. Looking forward to having all those wonderful prayer cards there, including that. So, the Catholic Corner continues to develop, be your one-stop shop. But you ask anyone that's been to an exorcism and knows anything about this. So, what's going on here is we have this impression from movies that demons are just wandering about. Not wandering about, that they're, you know, stalking you. And that they could see in our world, they could see what you're doing, and they could see you at all times, kind of like the angels can. That's not true. That's not accurate. They prowl in English. In Latin, they wander on the road to perdition, seeking souls to ruin. Very different. Now, if you're wandering on the road to perdition, this is why I feel it necessary to talk about this. If you're wandering on the road to perdition, what does that mean, Catholic friends? What does that mean? You've sinned. Grievously, you've sinned. Gravely, capital, mortally. Do you see now the St. Michael prayer in a new light? If you compare the English to the Latin, the Latin says that they're wandering the road to perdition, seeking souls. That means that when you commit capital mortal sin, blasphemy, for example, sodomy, for example, adultery, for example, sins against the sixth and ninth commandment. Hate to be the one to break it to you, but that means masturbation. When you're on the road to perdition, they can see you. They're not prowling anymore. Now they got a portal. So they can see you, and that's their entry point. Now you got a bogey on you. That's what my terminology. You got a bogey on you. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. Now, when you leave the road, that's why, if you realize you committed a capital sin, look, you can do the Council of Trent says as soon as you are contrite in your heart and you get say the act of contrition, you are forgiven. You still need to go to a priest. You need to get absolution, and you need to get a penance from one of the successors of the apostles. But you need to undo this as quickly as is possible, because when you're on the road to perdition, baby, they can find a way. They can see you then, okay? Now you're on their turf, if you will. They could see you. They can enter your world, and then they can attach themselves to you. This is how you get obsessions and how you get possessions. And there's also infatuations. Not many people know this. Now, look at that. Now, again, if you're in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, many people, compared to crowds that we've had this week, are not there, so you're missing this. You can see plainly there the prayer exactly as I got, as I gave it to you. Satanum aliosque, that means, and others. Spiritus malignos, evil spirits, right? Malintent, evil. Qui, who, ad perditionem. Qui is who, to, the or on, the road to perdition, animarum, souls. Those souls, that's a genitive. Paravagando and mundo. So you're on the road to perdition. They're prowling on the road to it's not about you. It's about them on the road to perdition, prowling about the world, seeking souls to ruin. So when you look at it from that point of view, then you see why we are so concerned when parents are out there telling their 13-year-old daughters to have lesbian sex affairs with the lesbian down the street. Or when they're telling their children it's okay to blaspheme and despise God and his creation of their bodies as male and female, and to transition them and what have you. This stuff is just straight up evil, man. You're putting a kid on the road to perdition. So, let me focus this for the purposes of this Hades forsaken black mass. Anyone that's participating in this blasphemy is on the road to perdition. And all of them, regardless of who they are.
If you go to their Facebook page, they are absolutely in your face, basically daring Catholics to show up and protest. They're talking horrible about the TFP, church militant, and Catholics in general. They think it's funny.
Well, here it is from their own Facebook page. They called our event an abomination. All of our events pretty much are. And they're boasting and bragging about it. Dude, you know what, Brash Brewing? Dude, you're going to get what you're asking for. And they're not going to be your friends. As long as you're a useful idiot, yeah, they will claim your soul, and they will kill you to get it. All of our events pretty much are. If you're going to protest abominations, we'd start with pedophile priests. You know, it's always the go-to card. Hey, start with you and pedophile priests. You know what, dude? If that's all you got, start with your pedophile priest in Galveston and work your way down to us. But we also dig that in America, you have the right to protest poop like us. Every like equals one prayer. They want you to do this. By the way, 1,200 hearts and likes thus far, 288 comments. So on their Facebook page, they're basically daring people to do what it is that they're threatening or they're promising. It's not a threat, it's a promise, promising to do. They're going to do it. And you little demonically inspired weirdos, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. And by the by, those demons that you idiots are going to bring off the road to perdition and bring them into this world, they're not going to waste their time with the people standing across the street praying rosaries. That's demons are fat and lazy. That's hard work. That's a hard mark. They're not going to waste their time. They're going to focus on you. Oh, and you're going to be fat and happy and dancing and eating chicken and thinking that all is right with the world and all of you, look what we did. Look what we did. You still have a chance, Brash Brewing, to undo this. Now,